This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A brief detour to retail now. Macy's said today it's going to close about 30 stores. It also said sales were off just a touch during the holiday season. That is not great during the all-important holiday season, of course. Pier 1 is closing a bunch of stores as well. We mentioned that yesterday, 450 of them, about half of its total store count. Lest you think, though, that the holidays were completely bleak, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here to disabuse you of the notion.
We've been telling you for a while that consumer spending is strong. You all continue to fork over your cash and plastic to buy stuff. And that's still true. 2019 holiday sales jumped by almost 3.5% compared to last year, according to MasterCard. Denise Dalhoff is a senior researcher at the Conference Board.
The U.S. consumer is fairly healthy, so we have a good job market. People feel pretty good economically, so they are ready to spend on the right items and in the way that they want to.
The way that they want to, that's the key phrase. Sonia Lipinski is a managing director at Alex Partners.
The retailers who are doing well are the ones who are understanding how the consumer wants to shop today.
Online sales jumped by almost 19% this holiday season.
The consumer continues to migrate towards online.
And you see this trend play out in different sectors of retail. When you look specifically at department stores, for instance, which we know have been struggling, overall holiday sales fell by 2%. But their online sales jumped by 7%. The problem is in the stores. U.S. retailers announced more than 9,000 store closures last year. Lipinski says this doesn't mean brick-and-mortar stores are dead.
However, the experience in store is ultimately so important today. So there has to be a compelling reason to go to the store, because otherwise they're just going to be online. They're just going to be on Amazon.
So New Year's resolution, retailers, figure that one out. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.